When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise the word of NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about what type of person do narcissistic people typically surround themselves with? What type of person do narcissists like to be around? And I know everybody's going to say, yes, men, yes, women, yes, people, anybody who says yes. And you would be absolutely correct. That's one type of person that a narcissistic person likes to surround themselves with. Like, we want to people, narcissists rarely ever, even the self-aware ones, even some of the self-aware narcissists will rarely ever hang around people or surround themselves with people that are going to hold them accountable. Very rarely will you ever see that happen. That's why I just say it, like, narcissists and other toxic people, we like to be right all the time. We like for people to tell us that we're doing good. We like to be validated and be reassured in whatever we have going on. We want that. We need that. We crave that a lot of times, y'all. Yes, I'm outside today filming. We crave that a lot of times. So we will seek out people. It's like we will filter people out of our lives that question our, you know, that make us question ourselves, that bring shame upon us, that make us feel less than. So like I said, very rarely ever will you see a narcissist or toxic person that is just like, oh yeah, I need people around me. They're going to, they might say it, but they're not actually going to follow through with it. They'll say that they want people around them that are going to hold them accountable and talk to them and things like that. They will say that. You know what I mean? They will absolutely say things like that. But that's how it goes. If you're dealing with a narcissist, they will say, look, they want people around them. They're going to enable their behaviors and just say, oh yeah, and allow them a lot of times to sit inside their victimhood and their victim mentality. They like being the victims. Oh my goodness, like, yeah, hey, I know you just told that person to go unalive themselves, but what about the trauma you had when you were a kid? So it's really not your fault, it's your parents' fault for raising you that way and traumatizing you. So yeah, it makes sense, and it's okay that you told that person to go unalive themselves. It's okay that you hurt that person. It's okay that you cheated on that person. It's understandable. Why wouldn't you cheat? Look at the circumstances, look at the cards that you were dealt. Why wouldn't you end up the way you, like I'm saying, very rarely, if ever, when you see a narcissist actively seeking out people that question them, hey, that right there you did? Hey, what do you think? If the narcissist says, like, hey, what do you think about this situation right here? Were my actions justified? And you get a person that says, no, yo, hey, man, look, seriously, your actions were not justified. You were completely wrong there. Like, I feel like you need to apologize and, you know, take back what you said if you can. What do you think a narcissist would do in a situation to somebody that responded to them like that? You think they would bring them closer into their inner circle? Do you think that they would expel them from said inner circle? I'm going to lean towards expelling them from the inner circle. I'm going to lean towards that dynamic right there because it's easier. You see what I'm saying? It's easier to expel you than to try to accept this accountability, because accountability brings on the shame. I know I say the word shame a lot when I'm talking about narcissists and other toxic people, but accountability does bring on the shame, y'all. And narcissists want to avoid shame. So if you're not validating me, if you're not enabling my behaviors, I don't want you around me. And I'm just saying me as a narcissist in general. Me right now, Lee Hammack, I have people around me that hold me accountable. Hey, Lee, that was wrong right there. Hey, Lee. You shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have did that. Take that back. And I can offer it. I can deal with the shame now, deal with it better. And I can apologize. I can take things back. I can just say, hey, look, I was wrong here. You know, I'm not, look, that's what I tell people. I'm not above being wrong right now. And that's the difference you see between my page and a lot of other self-aware narcissists and narcissists in general. I'm not afraid to be wrong. I hate it. I hate it with a passion, but I can take it and I can course correct. I can be better. Like, I'm going to learn more about this so I won't be wrong again. It drives me to be better. Some people, it drives them to be hang around people who tell them yes all the time. Find me the yes men. If you find a narcissist that are looking for friends, that's the type of stuff they'll say. Bring the yes men to me. I need them right here. You'll see that a lot, y'all. Very rarely do narcissists hang around people that want to that hold them accountable. They why would they? Why would they? We want a lot of narcissists want to continue to sit inside the victim mentality, the victimhood, and all the other good, bad stuff, or whatever. So why wouldn't they surround themselves with people who are going to why would they surround themselves with people who are going to hold them accountable, not validate them, and not enable their behaviors? They'll kick people out. They'll cut off friends. They'll cut off family members. That's why you see a lot of times when you're dealing with a narcissist and toxic person's family members and friends that enable their behavior, y'all be like, why do they know they're treating me badly. They know they're doing horrible things to me. Why won't they hold them accountable? Because they know they'll get cut off. If they stand up for you, they'll get cut off. So a lot of them don't want to stand up to this person. They'll get cut off. You see what I'm saying? The mindset, like they want to cut me off if I hold them accountable. You know, why are you with them? You should leave them if you're not happy. I'm just telling you, narcissist friends and family typically end up being the biggest of enablers to that narcissistic person. But another type of person that a narcissist will surround themselves with is people they feel like are lesser than them. Let me repeat that. Another type of person who a narcissist hangs around is people they feel like are lesser than them. Narcissistic people tend to think in a hierarchy. There's a hierarchy going on right there. Hierarchical mindset. Well, there has to be like a power dynamic in the relationship space. So that narcissist wants to be on top of the hierarchy. I want to be on top of the pyramid. So I'm not going to surround myself with people that make me feel like I'm on the bottom of the pyramid, or people that make me feel less than, or people that make me feel insignificant, or people that bring out my insecurities, or people that look better than me, or people that are bigger and stronger than me, or people that have more money than me. Why would I do that? You see what I'm saying? You get a lot of narcissists that hang around people that they feel like are just less than them in some way, shape, or form. I have to be better than you in my mind, or on paper, in some way, shape, or form for me to have you in my life. So I'm not going to want you in my life if you're better than me in every conceivable way. You're better looking, got more money, your teeth look better, you're taller, you're stronger, you know, whatever the dynamic is. You have a head full of hair, your short haircut looks, whatever the dynamic is. Narcissists like to hang around people that they feel like are less than them, because that automatically makes them look better in a crowd. You see what I'm saying? That's why you sometimes get the good guy. If y'all listen to this on the podcast, I'm doing air quotes. The good guy narcissist that hangs around a lot of kind of a-hole people, so they can look better. Like, if I hang around 5 a-holes and I appear to be the good person, people will gravitate towards me because I look different. Those people are lesser than me. I want to stand out. Help me stand out by being arrogant. I'm a covert narcissist. I need arrogant, malignant narcissists around me sometimes, or just arrogant people, or just loud people, or boisterous people, so I look different. So I stand out. Narcissists want to hang around people that will make them stand out. We feel their insecurities tend to go away. We feel like we stand out in things of that nature. You see what I'm saying? It's a mindset, y'all. It is a mindset. It's a game that some narcissists play as well. So if you are dealing with a narcissist, if you are literally dealing with a narcissist, think about what role you play in their life. Think about it. Do you have boundaries? If you're a person with strong boundaries and you stand up for yourself and you say no a lot, you might not have a narcissist in your life right now. I wonder why. Or you might have gotten rid of that narcissistic person. I wonder why. Huh? You're not enabling the behaviors. You're not validating. You're not making them feel validated for their horrible mindsets and their terrible actions. You see what I'm saying? Literally. That's how it goes, though, y'all. If you're not going to enable their behaviors, they don't want you around them. You know what I mean? If you're not going to make them feel better about themselves, they don't want you around them. That's just the mindset that a lot of narcissistic people have, y'all. I don't want you around me if you're going to make me feel bad about myself. Why would I have you in my inner circle if you're going to make me feel bad about myself? If you're going to make me feel less than, I don't want you around. You know what I mean? That's the mindset a lot of narcissistic, toxic people have, y'all. If you are, like, I need to feel better. I need to feel like I'm better than you in some way, shape, or form. And I also need you to be validating of my behaviors. You see, and that's why, like, people see me and Ben Taylor's, our friendship, like, Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations. People see our friendship, and they're just like, two narcissists can be friends? That's weird. Are y'all just enabling each other's behaviors? No, me and Ben are on a different plateau, y'all. We hold each other accountable. Damn, hey, Ben, that's crazy. I wouldn't have said that right there. Somebody gonna come at you. Ben like, hey, Lee, that right there, that's kind of messed up, dude. Hey, that, you know. That's not showing real growth right there. So we hold each other accountable. We have good conversations. Ben, if y'all don't know Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, he's another self-aware narcissist on all platforms. Raw Motivations, Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, promoting awareness, growth, healing, change, and development. He has a couple of journals out on Amazon and things like that. He's a good guy. A couple of courses and challenges. You know what I mean? We hold each other accountable. We motivate each other and inspire each other. We are both diagnosed narcissists. But you see other self-aware narcissists like clusters, they're not doing that. They're just enabling each other's behaviors. Oh, you're a victim. You're still a victim. Remember what happened to you in childhood? That's why you cheated. Hey, remember what happened in childhood? That's why you're racist. Hey, remember what happened to you in childhood? That's why you did this and that. I'm just telling you. Watch who you follow, y'all. Again, this is not me throwing, hey, Lee, you being petty. You throwing shade. No, I don't throw shade, y'all. I throw truth. That's what I do. But watch who, if you have a narcissist in your life, y'all, they don't have to be self-aware. If you suspect a person of being narcissist or narcissistic, go take a look at them, y'all. Take a look at their circle. Take a look at the people that they hang around. Take a look at it, y'all. Because very rarely when you see them hanging around people that hold them accountable and people that are better than them in every way, shape, or form. You know, if they are hanging around people that are better than them, they are trying to get the low-hanging fruit in the group. Like, if I'm the broke dude in the group, everybody else rich, I'm gonna pretend to be rich because I got a whole bunch of rich people around me. I can use them as a tool of manipulation. You see what I'm saying? So, mindset is everything, y'all. Anyways, y'all, gotta hop over here. My self-love journal is available on Amazon. Check it out, y'all. Lee Hammack Self-Love. Like and subscribe for more. If you're listening to this on podcast, hit that 5-star rating for me, y'all. Please, please, please. I'm so thankful for you. Mental Healness is out. Peace.